this time. What? Let's get down to it.
This is Nathan. I am Camden, as our TikTok says. Nathan and Camden.
Yeah, my name's first though, so
yeah, we shouldn't, because you're older. That. Yeah.
That's why. Yeah.
And a guy. So.
I guess so. Yeah.
It's Columbus Day, everybody.
Yeah, as of recording, it is Indigenous Peoples Day. And we, it has nothing to do with what we were going to talk about, but
at all.
Yeah, we basically want to start this podcast because we thought it would be something fun to do, and if we figured there would be some fun conversations we could have, maybe things we could learn. Yeah, we figured we'd take this first part to kind of introduce ourselves and each other a little bit. And if there's anything that we think is interesting or want to share. So I'll have Camden take it away from there. She can start off with that.
Introducing myself and then your fun facts.
Yeah.
All right. I'm Camden. Born and raised in Utah. Good place. Second oldest of four kids. Yeah. Wow.
That's crazy.
Oldest girl, so basically the oldest child. He disagrees, but that's okay. Yeah, my parents were born and raised in Utah. Utah's a good place. I'm going to stop talking about Utah now. I've been to Snow College for 2 years, almost 3 years now. It's a good place. Good people. Little badgers, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's Nathan's turn, though. That's all I could think about myself at this moment.
that's great. Well, so I'm pretty similar because I was also born and raised here in Utah. Same with most of my family. And have also been here at Snow College for a couple of years now. And so Cameron and I have a lot in common and also a lot not in common, so it makes for some interesting stuff. Yeah. And that's part of why we decided to do this, was because we were sitting around having a jolly old time just talking about random stuff and thought we would do it. And so that's something, I guess, to introduce Camden a little bit as well. Camden is probably the second best Mario Kart player in the room right now. And she's a fan of a lot of things, but especially McDonald's hamburgers and fries.
A different direction. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah? What direction was that?
I thought you were going to say she's a fan of hot men, but...
Wow.
Story for a different time.
She went there, huh?
Burgers, but fries, you know?
What order is that? Like, hot men, burgers, and fries? Like,
fries, burgers. No. Fries, hot men, then burgers.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
What would you list them?
You know, I don't know yet.
You definitely wouldn't put fries in the top. Like, you've never eaten any fries.
I feel like I should experience all three first before I decide.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can down four medium fries in less than an hour. So
that's not what I thought you were going to say. You could down in...
Nathan is 6'2", not 6'1", despite popular belief.
It's a little more than that.
6'3"?
6'4".
6'4", really?
I am.
That's crazy. I thought he was 6'1 this whole time.
That's
not actually, not true, but that's okay. he's slightly shorter than my brother and my dad, so that's cool. Known Nathan for 8 years. In that time, he's played more Mario Kart than I ever will in my whole lifetime. He's also been to my house about as much as I have, so there's that.
Yeah, and for the record, we both kind of mentioned Mario Kart. It is an important metric. It's not everything about us, though. Our whole personality is in Mario Kart, contrary to some beliefs, I guess. It's not completely false, either. So.
It's true. We like Mario Kart, but not too much. We can play other games.
Sometimes, but...
Not often.
It usually comes back to Mario Kart.
Mario Kart and McDonald's.
It's facts. That M&M's.
M&M's. Live, laugh, love.
What?
Live, laugh, love.
Oh.
Yeah, what else about you? You've moved 8 times.
That's not close.
I was just guessing, actually. You've lived in Texas, New York, Ephraim, Colville, Upton. No, is it like less than or like...
A lot more, actually.
You've moved a lot more. I've moved a lot. You've moved like 12 times.
Not quite.
How many times have you moved?
I honestly don't know. I probably lived in like 20 different places.
Okay.
Not counting from my mission, but yeah.
Yeah, Nathan served in the Arcadia North mission.
So
he served in the Arcadia
mission.
We've
been friends for about 8 years now. You wouldn't know it.
Because I still know nothing about him.
I in fact, served in the Arcadia mission
Spanish-speaking.
It was Spanish-speaking. She didn't get that right.
Yeah, I knew that. I don't know why I thought it was North, though.
Yeah. I guess some things about Camden. She's gone on a few humanitarian trips to...
Also not my whole personality, I will say.
Sometimes, but not now. Yeah.
To where?
She's been to the Dominican Republic.
That was vacation, but yeah.
It was a vacation. Never mind. And Guatemala, you went? Costa Rica?
No, it was Guatemala. My family went to Costa Rica.
Oh, okay.
But
have you been anywhere else?
No.
Haven't left the country for any of...
No, I don't think
so. I had to think about that for a minute.
Only twice, yeah.
Wow.
Wait. Oh, no, yeah, we didn't go to Germany. We almost went to Germany, but we went to the DR instead. So... Yeah.
So, what was your favorite vacation or trip or whatever?
I don't know. Guatemala and Dominican Republic were very different because one was a vacation and one was humanitarian. But they were both really good trips. The Dominican Republic, we did so many things. We went on a boat. We went snorkeling with fish in the ocean. We saw some people riding horses on the beach. And I was jealous, as one is.
Wow.
My family didn't care at all, but that's okay. Guatemala, we got to see Antigua. We got to help out with a school. We got to take some people food and clothes and some toys and stuff, and that was awesome. It was just, there's some good people there. But Dominican Republic also had great people. So they were both just very different experiences, but they were both life-changing for sure.
Yeah, it'd be pretty messed up if you didn't say that the humanitarian trip was your favorite.
Yeah, that'd be bad. I had to pay a lot less for that one, let me tell you.
Oh, that's great for you.
That was good.
Yeah, I think that's something that, I don't know where I'm going with this. But, I think Camden, she's done a lot of that kind of stuff, and I think that's interesting. I have never even left the country, so,
but you know Spanish.
I do know Spanish, so it's a little bit.
More than I do.
Yeah, the secret is just spicy food. That's what they say, at least.
Okay, 3 things that Nathan says determine my personality. 1, my dad is a Spanish teacher. 2, I've been to Guatemala on a humanitarian trip. And 3, I actually don't know a 3rd one. I just said 3. So probably that I have a chronic illness. I don't know, something... I play Mario Kart. I don't know.
Push that in there.
Wait, Mario Kart isn't supposed to be part of my personality. I don't know what the 3rd one is. I don't... But yeah, those are not true.
The 3rd one's just that she denies the 1st 2 being her personality, even though she just brought them up.
That's what he thinks. I don't necessarily agree, but yes, that is what he thinks.
Yeah. So that's kind of a bit about us. We banter and cause contention on purpose, I guess. And that's what during this podcast, we want to be talking about all kinds of random stuff. We don't know of a specific niche that we want to get into, but we've kind of thought about a bunch of different random topics we want to talk about. So kind of everything from movies we'd seen that we thought were interesting, or to doing tier lists of random stuff, to life stories and advice and things like that. Kind of just all over the board, whatever we're feeling. And if there's ever opportunities, maybe interviewing a third person or something like that to get some perspective on other things.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of things we want to do, but not necessarily things that everyone will find interesting. So just watch out for episodes that might be interesting to you, I guess. And come to the ones you don't necessarily think will be interesting, because you might learn something new.
And that's what I think, no matter what, we try to make fun conversations and just have a good time. Because, I mean, rarely we actually end up talking about what we want to be talking about.
We get sidetracked a lot.
We do, quite a lot. And I think that's part of the charm. Like, right now, we're not even super high quality. We're recording off of a webcam and a phone microphone. But we're hoping that as the show kind of evolves, so do we, and kind of how we are approaching this whole thing.
Yeah, we're hoping to learn something new, gain a new skill, help other people, I guess, in a way that we wouldn't necessarily think to do, you know?
Yeah. And to that, I think there's a lot we have to offer as well. We've both had life experiences and things like that and stuff that we've gone through that I think help us have a different perspective on life and some of the experiences we go through. And as Camden kind of mentioned earlier, we're both just college students and we're just going with the flow, I guess, and doing our classes while also balancing social life and all those kinds of different things. And so it kind of brings a nice perspective and I guess reassurance to other people who are in a similar situation. So it's kind of a lot of what we plan to talk about, at least
for
now.
The decade of decisions, I've heard it called.
Wow, that was deep.
Yeah, that was yesterday in Relief Society. Somebody said that. I was like, dang.
Wow.
Write that down, you know?
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah. I think Elder Christofferson said that.
Probably.
Yeah.
Good guy. I'm guessing. I've never actually met him.
You know, I think it was Elder Christofferson was my mission president's cousin or something like that.
Dang.
Yeah, I can't remember, but it's either him or Elder Stevenson. One of the two.
Baller.
Yeah. So Camden, why did we choose the name Little Badgers or Lil Badgers?
We took inspiration from one of our favorite institute teachers, Brother Hadley. Shout out to Bro Hadley. He likes to end each of his lessons with a Little Badgers go out and do kind of thing. And so we just thought that was fun because he always has a picture of a badger and then some little ones, you know. So we just thought, Little Badgers, that's what we should do, you know? Maybe we'll get to Badgers Unleashed or Unscripted or whatever. I don't know.
For now, we're just Little Badgers. We're still growing up, so.
Aren't we all?
Yep, all two of us.
Yeah, that's what I meant, obviously. That's crazy. I don't know. I feel like if anybody has questions, they should obviously ask us, but we have zero followers at the moment, so maybe.
We two followers, actually.
Oh, that's true.
They're just both us.
Me and you. And Kate. I've got Kate in.
Oh, that's good. That's
Kate is my husband. And I think Brooklyn, maybe.
Okay.
Brooklyn is my sister.
Okay.
Love her most of the time.
She's kind of carrying here. That's good.
That's because I have the TikTok account, so I just, you know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we got YouTube, TikTok. Follow us. Ask questions. We'll do a Q&A sometime, maybe.
Yeah, maybe, if we get enough people
to that's
ask
true.
Questions.
That's true. Nobody cares.
Yeah. I guess for now, Camden, what is something from like your college experience so far that has helped shape you into who you are now?
Who I am now? Well, everything. I know that's a very vague answer, but like, every single experience that I've had has led me to who I am now. College is hard sometimes, and sometimes you just want to give up, but you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Maybe you should. I don't know. That's a thing you should pray about, I guess, to know the right direction for you. But sometimes you got to get through hard things to become better. I mean, all the time. I don't know why I said sometimes. But the more you learn, the more you can help others and you feel connected with others, and I think that's really important in this life, you know?
Yeah. And I think that's something that I've really seen in Camden, especially for the past few years. Like the kind of growth that you've had is something that like you've really made an emphasis on, is making sure like you're including like that kind of decision making in your life. And like you've mentioned prayer and stuff like that, like I think that can be a really good way to make sure you're doing what you want to be doing or what you need to be. And like especially with different trials and things that that you've been going through, especially for the past few years and even longer, I think I've seen that a lot, is your kind of resilience in that. You don't really let those kind of things drag you down. You really keep going off of those.
That's what you gotta do, you know? I've seen you do the same thing throughout your mission with your family, you know, through college. That's what you gotta do. You gotta just keep going. Don't let life get you in the way, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes prayers aren't answered immediately, and sometimes you just gotta move forward with faith, but it's the best thing you can do. Honestly, you learn so much about yourself. You learn so much about God and other people.
That's true.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And I guess a point to make, we don't claim to be experts on really anything.
No, it's true. We're not. Definitely not.
So, we might not always have the best advice, but we do like to share our insights on things. And I think there's a lot we can learn from that.
Just open up to new perspectives and hear things a different way. Even if you don't necessarily follow the advice that we give, that's okay. You just heard it a different way.
Yeah.
Maybe you can help someone down the line, you know?
Exactly.
Perspective is a good thing to have.
Yeah. And I guess from your college experience as well, what has been one of your favorite classes or projects or something that you've worked on during your time?
It's a solid question. There's some great classes I've had. Some I hate. Career decisions. Oh my gosh, made me want to cry every day. But it was only half semester. That was good. Psychology is so amazing. I love psychology so much. I think that's why I'm a psych major. It's just because everything that I've learned in psychology is just so fascinating to me. Like my intro classes, we learned about case studies and other things that we might talk about on this podcast. And they're just, I don't know, they're really fascinating to me. Like, I feel like a lot of people get scared off by like needing to be smart, needing to memorize a whole bunch of things, but really you don't have to be smart to be a psychology major, you know? Like I've learned that you can grow as you go. I think that was deep. Like you can learn about other things. Like we had projects about like making the brain, and maybe I didn't know everything about the brain, but you know, you get some clay, or in his case, Minecraft, and you just build yourself a brain, and then you learn more about it, and then you, I don't know, in my case, I wanted to know more about it, so I'm in other psychology classes. Right now we're doing a study in my Psych 2010 class that will be really cool, I think. We're just going to have people, like, watch different crime shows and see if they respond differently to things, so.
Yeah, and I guess just to take a step back, I decided to take a psychology class this semester, just an intro class. Just to kind of check random stuff out. And, like Camden mentioned, building models of the brain. And I so geniusly, jokingly said this idea to my group that we should build a model of the brain in Minecraft. Not expecting it to even happen. I thought I'd just get a couple of laughs. But next thing I know, that's exactly what we're doing.
Building a brain.
And it ended up being the biggest headache of my week, but we got it done, and it actually turned it out better than I expected. Even got some extra credit out of it, so I guess can't complain.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely an interesting class. Like we learned so much about how our decisions work and why we are how we are and things like that.
I think that ultimately is why I became a psychology major, is because I want to learn why people do things that they do. And so that I can better understand them, so I can connect with them on a deeper level. I think ultimately that's what it comes down to. Which I didn't realize till right now, but that's cool. That's awesome. What about you, Nathan? What's your favorite class in college so far? Was it English? Was it psychology?
It wasn't psychology. I don't know. Right now I'm actually taking an astronomy class. That's been kind of interesting. Like being able to learn about like the stars and the solar system, universe, and kind of in that physics area. Because I've always been really fascinated with how all of that works. And so this has been really interesting to learn about kind of the history behind certain discoveries and things like that. Like today, they just launched a rocket that's on its way to Europa, the moon of one of the moons of Jupiter, to go see if there's life there. So that just launched this morning. It won't get there for another 30 years, so mark your calendar and we'll see what happens. Yeah. But you'll remember me bringing this up, I bet. So that, I think that's been what's really interesting. And every week we go out one night to go look at the stars and learn about all kinds of different stuff and look through telescopes to look at planets and other galaxies and things like that. So I think that's been a lot of fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then obviously there's one, we both took bowling last semester.
And archery. Oh, and you archery. Have to get those.
Same day. That was literally one of our days of the week was go bowl and then go do some archery. And that was the whole thing.
Well, I mean, I went to psychology after, but...
Yeah, but that was basically it.
No, it was a good time. There's a lot of amazing opportunities you can have at college. You gotta remember to balance fun with the work, you know?
Yeah.
And archery and bowling were a good way to do that.
Yeah. I think Camden did a lot better on the archery side of things.
I was a baller, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Except for that time that I bruised my arm. That was a good story.
Yeah, because, yeah, talk about that, yeah.
Yeah, I have a picture somewhere. It's crazy. I, just like the first week, I would just hyperextend my elbow. I didn't realize I had hyperextended elbows, but I would pull back and the string would hit my arm on the way there. It happened every time. And I just got to the point that I either didn't feel it or I didn't care anymore. So, yeah, I got pretty bruised up. I went to the gym and people were, like, giving me weird looks and I was like, sorry, I'm just trying to lift my weights, you know? But, yeah.
People thought she's getting abused or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it was bad. But then it went away, and I figured it out, so it's all right.
Yeah. And that is the other thing with bowling. I feel like we were both pretty even by the end of it, because they look at your average scores by the end of the semester, and they match you up with similar people. And we both had similar averages of... It was around 120. I don't remember exactly what it was. I had one really good game, and all the others.
He choked a little bit, though.
Yeah, that was...
Best and worst game all in one. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was bad, because one day, we were just minding our own business, and I was actually going crazy. I probably had, like, 5 strikes in a row or something, and then our professor comes up to us, and she just says, hey, you're on a roll. If you get however many pins, like... 13 pins on the 10th frame, then you'll get the new class high score. Because right now it's 187. And so I get up to the point and I got my first 10.
Yeah.
And so I'm literally on my last throw of the game.
And I made a joke that was like, oh, he's only going to get 187 and he's going to be all mad.
Yeah.
To my friends, Ryan, his cousin Kaylee. And I was like, ha, it's okay, it'll happen, watch. And I was joking, obviously.
That's what sucked, because she manifested it, and ever since then I haven't forgiven her, so...
That's true.
Yeah, but that was the biggest choke of 2024 was...
It's 187.
When I threw it, only hit one pin, and tied the high score instead of beating it, and...
Tragic.
Yeah, that was really tragic. I haven't gotten anywhere near 187.
Yeah, he took the whole class again to get better.
Yeah, the closest I got was, I think I got 149. That's about
it.
Which
isn't bad.
Yeah. It's not 187, though.
That's true. It's not 188, either.
It's also not. It's definitely not. Thanks.
Oh, that's a good time. That's a good time.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think that was a really, like, that's kind of a piece of advice that I like to share for college, is finding those times to just go have fun. Like, bowling didn't really matter. Like, there was technically a grade, but it was just show up and have a good time.
Yeah.
And I think that was really good for us to have that time to just kind of relax and have fun with each other, get to know more people.
And not think about the classes that we have or the tests we have to take and just kind of take an hour to ourselves and get to know each other a little better.
Right. Because especially when you take so many credits, it's really easy just to get caught up in your work and studying and things like that. But when you make those times where you kind of have to go and have fun, it kind of forces you. Sometimes you don't want to, but you usually ended up having a good time. And I think it was ultimately worth it.
True.
And really, a couple hours a week isn't really anything, but I think it made all the difference in the world just to have time to spend with friends and things like that. And then even like outside of your classes and all of that, just being able to like relax and go to a movie or go with friends or something, go find something to do in this town other than go to Walmart.
Yeah, it's true.
But
it is surprisingly difficult to find 11 people to go to a movie with you, though. I will say that. In Ephraim, at least. Maybe not other places.
Yeah. Maybe we don't have to go to movies with 11 people.
The tickets were going to expire, man. I had to do something. But we took out an entire row, and I think that's the biggest accomplishment I have had thus far in my life.
Wow, that's
21
crazy.
Years old, and that is the biggest accomplishment.
She just mentioned she got married, too. And that beats that.
Listen, that was tough to do. But I think finding 11 people was harder.
Dang.
I mean, that led up to my marriage, basically. Dang. So, you know.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah, I mean, I guess they were free, so.
That's true.
What were we supposed to do?
That's true. They were free. Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Girl math. Let's go.
What movie was it? Do you remember?
We went and saw that one with Superman.
Oh, the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
No.
It was that one?
No, I never saw that movie.
Well, that's the
it
one.
It was Argyle.
Oh, Argyle.
Because we went twice, and that was our second time going.
Oh,
and we
was.
Took
11 right.
people.
I forgot he was in two
and
movies.
Emilio was there, and yeah, he's in a lot of movies, actually.
Yeah. Well, I know he's in more than two movies.
I forgot that he was in two movies.
He's at the same time. Yeah, two movies.
I forgot he was in
It's like right now with, what's his name, Channing Tatum. He was in a couple movies at the same time.
He was also in Argyle.
Oh, he was.
For like...
I forgot about that.
Wait, no, that was John Cena.
Oh, basically the same.
I lied.
Basically
they're similar.
The same thing,
I mean, they're
honestly.
Similar, but I don't know.
Yeah. A little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
Because, yeah, well, isn't Ryan Gosling, wasn't he in 2 early this year?
Probably. Ryan Gosling's the GOAT,
he's
man.
He really is. Yeah.
Love that man.
And Emily Blunt was in a couple... There's, I feel like they're always...
Stuntman. Whatever. The Fall Guy.
The Fall Guy.
That was a good
yes.
one.
Yeah.
That was a good one. That had Ryan Gosling and... Wait, were we talking about Ryan Gosling or Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Gosling.
Oh, that's awkward. I totally thought Ryan Reynolds. Anyway.
Ryan Reynolds was also in a couple movies at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
Between
Deadpool
and If.
And If. I haven't seen If, but I've heard it's good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's actually a good one. Gotta be careful, though. The ending is kind of sad.
Dude, Wild Robot. You gotta see it. I promise you all.
Oh, man.
No, it's a good one. It's a real tearjerker, but it's a good one.
Yeah. We'll make a deal. You go watch If, and I'll go watch The Wild Robot, or whatever it was called.
We'll go see both of them together, obviously.
Oh, okay.
Because you gotta see my reaction, I gotta see your reaction.
I don't think I could watch If again.
What? You just said it was good.
I know it's good, it's just sad.
Okay, that's valid. Wild Robot I could watch again, even though it's sad.
Oh, well.
That video we watched in Institute today, I've seen it before. And I knew it was sad.
Yeah, I hadn't
and
seen
I
that since
for
I
it
was
anyway.
In Deacon's Quorum. That wasn't an exaggeration that kid said.
Oldies but goodies. Good old Brother Hadley.
I thought you said oldie spaghetti.
Oldie spaghetti, everyone. Oldie spaghetti. That's great.
What were we talking about?
Movies. Before that? I don't know. The movie tickets that we...
Oh,
when saw Argyle.
Yeah, because...
We sidetrack a lot.
Yeah, we want to go do stuff. That's
yeah,
kind
yeah,
of the gist of what
stuff,
we're
yes.
saying.
College is a good time to get to know people and experience life, so
yeah.
Do it.
It can also be really easy to just kind of lock yourself up and not do anything.
Sit at home, do your own thing, watch
yeah.
movies, do
can
your homework.
Can sometimes be cheaper, too, but I think it's really good to have in mind you're going to go out, spend some money to go eat with friends or go somewhere, go do something. Like last semester, we were really good about that before. We went and did a lot of things. Like we went on a really nice spring break to Florida, which we'll probably talk about at some other point. And
please no. Oh, dear. It was the demise of me. Anyway.
But yeah, so like we always
we had game night once a week. We had a good group of friends. Ugh, Raquel and Lydia, I miss them so much. I had some of the best roommates last year.
Yeah, she doesn't like her roommate now.
I do. What do you mean?
She just always talked about before. Stop living in the past.
I am living in the past because she won't talk to me now. Anyway, that was really sad. Needless to say, get to know your roommates. You never know if they'll be your best friends for life.
Can we just talk about something?
Yes.
Why do we? You said needless to say, and then said the thing that is needless to say.
I don't know why I do that. I say that all the time.
Well, everyone does it, but why? Like,
you know what Fawcett used to say a lot?
What did he say?
So to speak.
So to speak.
Yes. So we had a banquet for swim, and he literally said, no, it was the parent meeting. So he literally said, so to speak, like 8 times in the span of 5 minutes. And I was like, Fawcett, you need to relax, dude. Anyway, it was good. He's obviously
a bad teacher. What does that mean, so to speak?
I don't know. He would just say it after everything. He'd be like, oh, we have a disclosure to sign, so to speak. What? Fine. Anyway, yeah.
Well.
Useless knowledge.
So to speak. Yeah. But that's just one of those things I've always thought about. That's one of them that just really gets to me.
Doesn't make sense.
They say needless to say, and then they say it. Like, you could just say needless to say and not say anything. It wouldn't make sense.
Coming up in our pet peeve episode.
Oh, yeah. You already know it. I have a whole list. It's a good thing she said that. I almost just went off about, like, 3 other things, so.
Save it for later, man. Save it for later.
All right, I'll try.
Needless to say.
And I think that being said, if you guys have anything that, like, any interesting topics, or if there's anything you want us to
touch on,
any tier lists you want made, absolutely, any specific topics about Ryan Gosling,
we will do it.
We are those people.
He's got a whole app for Ryan Gosling, don't you worry.
That's for later. Save it for the Ryan Gosling.
Okay, you're right. What about the Hugh Jackman one, though?
Yeah, well, that also for later. We can talk about both of them separately.
But yeah, it'll be an exciting series. What do you call a podcast series?
A series? Just a podcast.
I don't know. It'll be an exciting podcast. So stick with us. See where we go. Grow with us.
Yes.
Grow as we go, you know?
Bear with us.
That was weird.
Yeah, bear with us because we don't know what we're doing yet, but we hope to know soon. This was kind of a spur of the moment decision.
Yeah.
So we're just going to see where it goes.
We're excited. So be excited with us.
Please. For the love of everything.
Oh, that's a good one.
And if you did enjoy this, share it with a friend. I think that's the best way to spread word of mouth and to...
Even if it's just a clip of it, you're like, these guys are stupid. Right. Watch this 10 seconds, you know?
Yeah, like, that's what Cameron kind of mentioned is we have a TikTok that's made, and there's an Instagram and things like that. We're going to try to share clips of kind of funny things or topics we might have had. And
how
kind
many
of
eye rolls I have per episode.
Exactly. You should do that. You should count that if you don't have the chance.
Yeah.
And yeah, share those with people, and we'll try to do better in return, I guess.
Look how stupid this is. Okay, let's do better, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No, Cameron? I think that's everything, guys. All right.
Well, then for now, I guess that's the end of episode 1.
Bye, little badgers.
Bye. Scamper.
Scamper, badgers, scamper.
Should we be real really quick?
Yes, it's time to be real, but it's time to be real.
You do it while I'm doing the recording.
When it's time to be real, it's time to be real.
For real, for real. Oh my gosh.
Well, now we have to leave that in there, because then if people see our B-reels, then they're like, what the heck? And then you're like, go watch our first episode, you know?
So this whole part of us afterwards deciding this isn't going to be in the episode would end up being in the episode?
No, it would.